Thank you for joining us again today for another daily devotional. You're very, very welcome. Whoever you are, wherever you're from, whatever your circumstances are, we pray that God will bless you richly and bless you abundantly. It's quite a cloudy day here in Lisburn, and I just wanted to speak for a few moments about clouds. You know, sometimes in life there are dark clouds that hover over us, and sometimes we feel ourselves, as it were, under a cloud. Clouds are quite remarkable, how the Lord has designed clouds to carry water to different parts of the earth and to water the ground. Quite a remarkable thing. But in life there are many clouds that really just, I suppose, weigh in upon us, get us down, get us discouraged. And I'm sure in the law of averages there are some that are listening in today, and you find yourself perhaps under a very dark cloud. No sunshine is breaking through into your experience, into your circumstances. It seems that there's just a dark cloud of depression, perhaps, maybe discouragement or despondency or confusion or heaviness of heart or circumstances in your life, just like these dark clouds that are over my head right now. The book of Job is a remarkable book. I commend it to every individual to study and to read the book of Job. Job was a remarkable man of God. The Bible says he was perfect before God and his generations. He feared God. He eschewed evil. He prayed for his family. The Lord's testimony concerning Job was that there was none like him in all the earth. And yet Satan entered into Job's experience. God allowed that to happen for reasons of his own. And yet Job found himself under a very, very dark cloud. And the subject of clouds comes up quite prominently in the little book of Job. Let me just read a few verses for you. Job chapter 22 and verse 13 and 14. How doth God know? Can he judge through the dark cloud? Thick clouds are a covering to him that he seeth not, and he walketh in the circuit of heaven. One of Job's so-called friends came along and said to Job, God doesn't understand your circumstances. God doesn't see through the thick cloud. God doesn't know what you're going through, but God did know. God knows what you're going through as well. Job 23:10, he knoweth the way that I take. When he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. And then in Job chapter 36, we have another reference to clouds in verse number 29. Whenever another friend came in and spoke to Job, Job's in the midst of confusion, trial, adversity. And Elihu enters in and says, also can any understand the spreadings of the clouds or the noise of his tabernacle? Elihu was a little bit more gracious and maybe a little bit more wise than some of Job's other friends. And he says to Job, Job, you can't understand the clouds. Things in the natural realm, things in the atmospheric heavens. How much less can we really understand things that are going on in the eternal heavens? There are things that are going on in the spiritual realm that we know very, very little about. Job pours out his complaint before God. And then the Lord enters in. And the Lord says to Job in Job 38 and 37, who can number the clouds in wisdom, or who can stay the bottles of heaven? And again, the Lord's saying, Job, there are many things you don't understand, many things that you are unaware of and unconscious of. And so it is with the dark providences and the dark clouds of life. Sometimes you think God can't see through. Sometimes you think God is ignorant of how we feel. Sometimes we wonder, we ask God what he's doing. But just while we can't understand things that go on in the atmospheric heavens, things that happen in the scientific world, they're so beyond our comprehension, how much less can we fully understand what God is doing from an eternal and a spiritual perspective? But the lovely thing is, even if we cannot trace God, we can always trust God. William Cooper, in his great hymn, God Moves in Mysterious Ways, said, ye fearful saints, fresh courage take. The clouds ye so much dread are full of mercy and shall break with blessings on thy head. You mightn't be able to trace the hand of God in the dark clouds and the dark circumstances of life, but God is still in control. Just because the sun's obscured by the clouds doesn't mean that it's not there. The sun is always shining, and God is for his people. And even if there are dark clouds and dark providences and things that are hard to understand, we can still trust God. Deuteronomy 29:29 says, "The secret things belong unto the Lord, but those things which are revealed belong to us and to our children." There are things that God has revealed in his word. He'll never leave us nor forsake us. There are secret things that we'll be able to talk about with the Lord when we get to eternity. But in the meantime, may God encourage you and bless you in the dark circumstances of life. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.